Hello, I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, in which I showcase a movie you've probably never seen before. And this week, we take a look at a film directed by Stanley Kubrick, but not one that you'd believe he did. The Killing is a 1956 film written and directed by Stanley Kubrick, based on the book Clean Break by Lionel White with a script by Jim Thompson. It stars Sterling Hayden, Colleen Fay, and Alicia Cook Jr., among several others. The film tells the story of criminal Johnny Clay, who plans one more heist before settling down and marrying his girlfriend. So, he pulls off stealing from the money-counting room of a horse track race with an almost perfect plan and a trustworthy crew. The reason why I said you wouldn't believe this was directed by Stanley Kubrick is because it doesn't feel like one of his films. Kubrick is known for having a very stylized body of work. Thought-provoking, visually pleasing, and sometimes horrific, Kubrick is known for being one of the greatest auteurs of the film industry. But you wouldn't get all of that from this film. The Killing is your basic noir heist film with a very basic production. Producer James Harris had recently sold his film distribution company, but was still looking for the spark of making new films. And, after being completely enamored by Kubrick, they both formed the Harris-Kubrick Pictures Corporation and made this film for $320,000, which is about $3.5 million for today's standards. And either way, that's next to nothing. But although they had very few resources, they still churned out a product that became a cult classic and an inspiration to this day. The Killing is well known for its story structure. You see, the sequence in the film is narrated as if someone was reading off a list of what happened. However, nothing is in order. The storytelling is very disjointed on purpose, and thus we, as the audience, will have to piece together which events took place at what time. What I mean by this is that one scene could take place at 4:10 when they're about to start a fight, and the next scene takes place at 4 o'clock with a sharpshooter getting ready to cause a distraction. The events of the film are seen from many people's different perspectives, and while it may seem out of order on first viewing, it's one of those films that you need to see more than once in order to get everything down. And this style of storytelling has been influential on many other movies. Most prominently, Quentin Tarantino has used this style on not one, but two of his biggest films. And even beyond the structure of the film, you can see inklings of other times people have watched it and taken inspiration. From The Terminator to The Dark Knight. However, despite being a very well-made, beautiful film, it rarely received any recognition. The film did not receive a proper release in the US, so it didn't receive any money at the box office. But the film had been lauded by many people, including Time and Variety, so Kubrick and Harris thought that the studios would at least recognize them as a new driving force in Hollywood. And in the case of the film's distributor, United Artists, they did not. However, MGM was impressed and offered Kubrick and Harris to make a new film, which ended up becoming one of the most beloved war films to date, Paths of Glory, and after that, the rest is history. For a fresh look at a noir film, or if you're looking to see what a young and ambitious Kubrick was like, watch The Killing. I highly recommend it. It's currently available to stream on Paramount Plus and Amazon Prime. You can find it on Blu-ray and DVD from the home video company The Criterion Collection at Criterion.com, with a couple of extra goodies in there, or you can check it out at your local library. With Weston Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins, and I'll see you next time as we dive deep into our first theme month.